Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 4. The life of one who has the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 7. Verses 1 through 6. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Everyone, today, through the word of Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, we are going to think together about the life of one who has the Holy Spirit. A person must know where they belong. Even in the world, the object of loyalty changes depending on which country one belongs to. Likewise, inside faith, we must know to whom we belong. I must clearly know whether I am a person under the curse of the law, or God's people who received the removal of sin inside Jesus Christ and have the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul is speaking this fact in today's main text. The law has dominion over a person only as long as they live. However, a person who was put to death to the law through the body of Christ is no longer under the curse of the law. Now, we must go to Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, and live a life bearing fruit for God. Therefore, the core of today's word is this. We received the removal of sin by believing in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells inside the one who received the removal of sin. Now we are not the old man without the Holy Spirit, but God's children with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, like those who have the Holy Spirit, we must live serving God in the newness of the Spirit. To whom do we belong? A person must know their affiliation. They must know whether they are a person belonging to God, a person belonging to the devil, a person with the Holy Spirit, or a person without the Holy Spirit. If one does not know this, even if they live a life of faith, they are always confused. They still consider themselves as a person belonging to the flesh, and live like a person under the condemnation of the law. The Apostle Paul begins by saying, "Brethren, for I speak to those who know the law." He is speaking to people who know the law. A person who knows God's law must know what the law does. The law makes one realize sin. The law has dominion over and condemns a person as long as they live. However, the important thing is this. Our old man was put to death to the law through the body of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, He took all our sins, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, resurrected from death, and became our Savior. Therefore, our old man also died together with Jesus, and we obtained new life and became a new creation. A person who believes this fact is no longer a person under the curse of the law. Now, they are a person belonging to Jesus Christ. Now, they are a person who has the Holy Spirit in their heart. Now, they are God's people. The law has dominion over a person only as long as they live. The main text says that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. The law has dominion over a living person. Sin condemns a living person. However, to a dead person, the law no longer exerts its effect. The Apostle Paul explains this with the parable of a woman with a husband. While the husband is alive, the woman is bound by the law of her husband. But if the husband dies, she is freed from the law of her husband. Even if she goes to another man, she does not become an adulteress. This is the word explaining how we became free concerning the law. We were originally those under the law. The law condemned us. You are a sinner. You broke God's law. You must be judged like this. The law judged us. However, through the body of Jesus Christ, our old man was put to death. Because Jesus took our sins and died on the cross, we became those who died together with Christ by faith. Therefore, we no longer need to remain under the curse of the law. Now we must go to the resurrected Jesus Christ. Now we must live receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit inside Christ. Through the body of Christ, we were put to death. Verse 4 of the main text says this: Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ. The important phrase here is, through the body of Christ. We did not die with our own body. We were not crucified, but the body of Jesus Christ was baptized on our behalf, was crucified, and resurrected from death. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, our sins were passed onto Jesus' body. When Jesus died on the cross, the punishment of sin demanded by the law was completely fulfilled. When Jesus lived again from among the dead, new life was given to us who believe. Therefore, a person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a person who was put to death to the law. Law still exists. God's law has not disappeared. However, because Jesus Christ received the punishment of sin spoken by the law on our behalf, we are no longer under the condemnation of the law. We must know this. Faith begins from knowing the gospel word of truth. I died to the law through the body of Jesus Christ. I am no longer a person under the curse of the law. I am a person belonging to Jesus Christ. We must have this faith. A person without the Holy Spirit and a person with the Holy Spirit are different. Verse 5 of the main text says, For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. Here, the phrase, when we were in the flesh, does not simply mean having a physical body. It means the time when we lived as a person without the Holy Spirit. It means the time before receiving the removal of sin, when there was no Holy Spirit in the heart. A person who does not have the Holy Spirit in their heart cannot live righteously even if they want to live righteously. No matter how much the law says, do not sin. Rather, the passions of sin work in the members to make them bear fruit unto death. Even if they desire good in their heart, because they do not have the Holy Spirit, they are dragged by the law of sin. However, a person who has the Holy Spirit in their heart is different. The Holy Spirit dwells inside a person who has received the removal of sin. A person who has the Holy Spirit can think about the things of God. They can receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They can bear the fruit of righteousness. They can serve the gospel. Everyone, we must know this difference. A person without the Holy Spirit and a person with the Holy Spirit are completely different. A person who has not received the removal of sin does not have the Holy Spirit. However, a person who believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit and received the removal of sin has the Holy Spirit. This is not a vague feeling but a change of status based on the word. We are now people who have the Holy Spirit. Everyone, in the past, we were people without the Holy Spirit. So we lived following the flesh. The passions of sin worked in our members and bore the fruit of death. No matter how much we wanted to live a good life, we had no ability to do good. But now it is different. By believing in Jesus Christ, we received the removal of sin in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit came upon us, who received the removal of sin. We are now people who have the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells inside us. Therefore, we are no longer those belonging to the flesh. We are those belonging to the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you," Romans chapter 8, verse 9. This word means our status has changed. In the past, we were in the flesh. We were people without the Holy Spirit. But now, the Spirit of God dwells inside us. Therefore, we are people in the Spirit. We are Christ's people. We are God's children. You must know the fact that you yourself are a person who has the Holy Spirit. If you do not know this, even after receiving the removal of sin, you live like a person without the Holy Spirit. You only think about the things of the flesh. Forget your status, and think you cannot live the righteous life God has given. But we are people who have the Holy Spirit. A person who has the Holy Spirit can live like a person who has the Holy Spirit. They can bear fruit for God. Life serving in the newness of the Spirit. Verse 6 of the main text says, "But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." We died to what we were held by. We died to sin. We died to the condemnation of the law. Therefore, now we do not serve in the oldness of the letter. We do not serve God in fear, bound by literal legal provisions. Now we serve in the newness of the Spirit. As those who have the Holy Spirit, we serve God's will. We do not serve to receive the removal of sin. But because we have already received the removal of sin, we serve with thanksgiving. We do not serve out of fear of the law's judgment, but we serve inside God's love. Serving in the newness of the Spirit is living following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is believing the Word, uniting with the Church, serving the Gospel, and offering our bodies to God. The Holy Spirit makes us think about the things of God inside us. He gives us a righteous heart. He gives us a heart wanting to live for the Gospel. A person without the Holy Spirit cannot do righteousness even if they want to do righteousness. However, a person with the Holy Spirit can do righteousness. God gave the status and ability to be able to do so. Those who follow the flesh and those who follow the Spirit. The Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 8. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. A person without the Holy Spirit only thinks about the things of the flesh. They do not submit to God's law, nor can they. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, a person with the Holy Spirit thinks about the things of the Spirit. They think about the things of God. They think about the things of the Gospel. The important thing here is status. It is who we are. Are we those in the flesh or those in the Spirit? Are we people without the Holy Spirit or people with the Holy Spirit? Are we those under the curse of the law or those who became God's children inside Jesus Christ? We who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit are people who have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can think about the things of the Spirit. We can do righteous things. We can do the things of God. We must believe this. Of course, we have flesh. The desires of the flesh also rise up. However, we are not like the old days. In the old days, we had no choice but to follow the desires of the flesh. But now, because the Holy Spirit dwells inside us, we can choose not to follow them. Now, we are not slaves of sin. We are God's children. A person with the Holy Spirit can bear the fruit of righteousness. A person without the Holy Spirit cannot bear the fruit of righteousness, no matter how much they want to live righteously. However, a person with the Holy Spirit can bear the fruit of righteousness because the Holy Spirit dwells inside them. The Apostle Paul said that we go to the resurrected Christ so that we may bear fruit for God. The purpose for which God saved us does not end merely at rescuing us from hell. It is to make us bear fruit for God. What we must do is offer our bodies to God. In the old days, we bore the fruit of sin with his body. Because we did not have the Holy Spirit, we offered our bodies to sin. But now we have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if we offer this body to God, God makes us bear the fruit of righteousness through us. If we offer our bodies to God, God makes the gospel be preached through our mouths. He makes us go seek out souls through our feet. He makes us serve the work of the gospel through our hands. He makes other souls be saved through our lives. We are not doing great things by ourselves. If we offer our bodies to God, God does it. The Holy Spirit does it. The Lord uses us as instruments of righteousness. We must believe that our status has changed. Everyone, our status has changed. We must believe this. We are no longer people without the Holy Spirit. We are no longer people under the curse of the law. We are no longer slaves of sin. We are people who have the Holy Spirit. We are Christ's people. We are God's children. We are those who can call God Abba, Father. We are God's heirs and joint heirs with Christ. That does not mean our flesh has completely changed to be godly. We are still weak in the flesh. We are lacking. There are also ungodly parts. However, the important thing is that the Holy Spirit dwells inside us. It is that God saved us through Jesus Christ and gave us the Holy Spirit inside us. Therefore, we do not need to be discouraged. Do not be deceived, saying, "I am lacking, so I cannot do God's work." A person with the Holy Spirit can do God's work. If we only offer our bodies to God, God bears the fruit of righteousness through us. The present sufferings cannot be compared with the glory to come. A person with the Holy Spirit is a child of God. If a child of God, then also an heir, one who will receive glory together with Christ. Therefore, we must also suffer together with Christ. Offering our bodies for the gospel on this earth is sometimes accompanied by suffering. The flesh wants an easy path. The world tells us to live only for ourselves. However, a person with the Holy Spirit offers their body to God. They labor for the gospel. They serve for souls. Why is that? Because there is glory to be received in the future. We cannot fully imagine the glory of the kingdom of God. Even the universe of this world is so vast that humans cannot fully fathom it. Then how glorious would the eternal kingdom prepared by God be? We who have the Holy Spirit are the heirs of that kingdom. Therefore, even if we receive a little suffering on this earth, we are not discouraged. We do not feel it is a waste to offer our bodies to God, because God will make us bear the fruit of righteousness through us and make us enjoy glory together with Christ in the future. Let us offer our bodies to God like those who have the Holy Spirit. Beloved everyone, we are people who have the Holy Spirit. In the old days, we did not have the Holy Spirit. We were in the flesh, and the passions of sin, which were by the law, worked in our members to bear the fruit of death. But now, we were put to death to the law, through the body of Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection, we received the removal of sin, and became God's children who have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, now we must serve in the newness of the Spirit. We must not serve in the oldness of the letter. We must not serve in the fear of the law, but we must serve God with thanksgiving inside the Holy Spirit. Our status has changed. We are not people of the flesh, but people of the Spirit. We are not people without the Holy Spirit, but people with the Holy Spirit. We are not slaves of sin, but God's children. Let us believe this fact and offer our bodies to God. If we offer our bodies to God, God makes us bear the fruit of righteousness through us. He saves souls. He makes the gospel be preached. He uses us as God's instruments of righteousness. It is okay, even if we are weak. It is okay, even if we are lacking in the flesh. Although we were ungodly once, God saved us through Jesus Christ and gave us the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let us now live like those who have the Holy Spirit. I hope you become saints who offer your bodies before God, serve in the newness of the Spirit, and bear much fruit for God. Amen.